past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, April 16, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Poll News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about a bunch of quickies. We got so many quickies today. What quickies do we have? Speaker vacated by MAGA Republicans, then pay more taxes to feed the kids, stick shift, McDonald's, and then for the actual show, a little follow-up to the stabbing story yesterday, GME, and then for the finale, Warhammer 40,000, more Warhammer 40,000 talk. We got two threads on Warhammer 40,000. I love talking about Warhammer 40,000. Oh, a bunch of news I actually want to talk about. That's the greatest. That's the best. It feels like it's been weeks and weeks of just shit news that I don't really give a fuck about and don't really want to talk about. But now, actual news I want to talk. Well, besides the Israel shit, but that just happened. That literally happened like yesterday. Literally yesterday's show was the day before. Whatever. It's like a day ago. Calm your tits. We need more happenings. How many months before the election? Oh my god, too many months. Come faster and sooner and quicker and accelerate more. please accelerate more now. Okay, first thread of the day. U.S. Speaker Johnson vacated by MAGA Republicans. Speaker Mike Johnson, L.A., Louisiana, is facing a vote to vacate their chair, losing his position as Speaker of the House. Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene, what a fucking two-faced piece of shit she is, and Congressman Thomas Massey, isn't that the Jew-hater guy? Is that the Jew-hater guy? Who's the guy that hates the Jew? Who's like the one guy in Congress that always votes no on the Israel bills? Who's that guy? Allied in conference to formally vacate the chair. Rumors swirl in Washington that former President Donald Trump is being considered to replace Speaker Johnson, which would free defendant Trump from his current obligation to be present in court and enable him to resume campaigning. Dude, will they finally do the meme pathway? When I started my show 2 years ago, people at the GOP National Convention were passing out the cards of the pathway to Trump becoming president again earlier than the re-election. And part of that was him becoming Speaker of the House and then them impeaching both Kamala and Biden, which would then put President Trump back in the presidency because he's Speaker of the House. And the thing is, anybody could be Speaker of the House. It does not have to be someone in the House. They just elect anybody. Which is, it's weird. It's weird how that works. But anybody can be the Speaker of the House. Everyone that says it's impossible for Trump to be Speaker, no. It's just that all the establishment global homo faggots in the House don't want him to be Speaker. Because they all work for the Jews. And the Jews don't want Trump as Speaker. It gives them more power. Shamal says Massey. It is Massey. Okay, so I was right. Thomas Massey is the guy that votes for the stuff. It's weird that he's teaming up with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're all scummy. They're all scummy. The entire House needs to be tried for treason. Really tried for treason. By the public. Not by any judges. Like, a public should try them. A public person should be elected as a judge. The public jury should be elected. Everyone should be from the public, and they should be tried by the public for treason. Whatever, this is a quickie. I don't care. Who cares? Whatever, unless Trump is the next speaker that goes in that slot, I don't care. Anybody besides Trump in the speakership position, don't care. If Trump goes in there, incredibly based and insane, and a possibility of best timeline, possibility of the greatest timeline we've ever witnessed, if that happens. So that would just be the start of the greatest election cycle I've ever fucking. Could you imagine? Nancy Pelosi was the House leader for the longest time. Remember how she used that and flaunted that? Imagine Trump in her position. Imagine Trump there. Dude, the news would be going ballistic, insane. I can't imagine what the news cycle would be like. Entertaining as fuck. God, what shows that would create. I would be excited to do my show every day. I couldn't wait to do my show every day. That's what I want. That's what I need. Next thread. Just pay more taxes to feed the kids, bro. Picture is, this school lunch system is disgraceful. Twitter post, maybe? I don't even know what platform this is, whatever. It's a picture of a plate, a paper plate, with some broccoli, steamed broccoli on the plate. It's probably the most disgusting broccoli you could ever imagine. And above that steamed broccoli is a pepperoni pizza stuffed sandwich Hot Pocket. Big Daddy's. Inspected US. Keep frozen. Turkey and beef pepperoni. Ooh, you get turkey and beef. The mystery meat. This is disgraceful. The thing is, they used to pay lunch ladies and stuff a good salary, like a good wage. A good wage that was like almost like a state level wage. It was pretty decent. And people longed for the guaranteed paycheck and benefits of a state job. But this is just, this is sad. This is like the competency crisis. This is the diversity crisis. You know, there's a bunch of people in there that can't even cook. You know, there's a bunch of people in there in leadership positions that are like, it would just be easier to mass buy these pizza pockets and shove them out to the kids' faces than it would be to actually produce pizza squares, home-cooked pizza squares, that while not that great for you, it still has to be better than this fucking pizza pocket, man. Come on. I'd rather have lunch ladies creating pizza slices en masse using industrialized ingredients. It's like it's semi-actual cooking than this thing. It's just bad. It's like a whole nother level of bad right now. Everything is. Because the level of help is so low now. And Zoom Zooms don't even want to participate in the workforce. They don't. Look, boomers are out of the workforce. Zoom Zooms don't want to participate in the workforce. And millennials are only doing whatever the fuck they gotta do to survive. So we live in a system that is on the precipice of collapse. Everybody fucking knows it. But the entire establishment mainstream media is talking about how great everything is. We live in a fucking fantasy la-la land. Bashy says, I'm dreading election season. Why? I can't wait, buddy. I can't wait. Can't fucking wait for election season. It's gonna be so great. Jamal says, I used to have a choice of 3 fresh-made lunches every day at school. My school had a salad bar where almost all of the veggies were provided by the school garden. It was tended to by the students themselves. So our school had a school garden, and that school garden provided for the lunches for the students. We had a fresh salad bar with fresh salad ingredients that I didn't touch because I hated salad and salad ingredients. Fuck healthy shit. I want the pizza and the chocolate milk, thanks. But we had it, and it was nice, and it's good that it was provided to the kids that did want it. And many kids did partake. Fasty Chad says, I used to eat one of the pieces of pizza squares and half the other, then put some hair on it and complain and get 2 more pizza squares. I also used to get a straw and poke holes in apples and fill it with spit and cap it off with the end and give it back to them. They'd give it to the other kids. Dude, Fasty, this is going to sound fatty, but I was a fatty in school. I've always been a fatty. I would just ask kids around me, you want your pizza? A lot of the kids didn't like the fucking pizza. The pizza squares, they just grossed them out. They didn't like it. So I'd be like, do you want, because they would just throw it away. And I noticed that people throw it away. I'm like, you want that? And they're like, no. So they would just give it to me. Now they would just give me their pizza, the best part of the fucking meal. I would get at least 2 extra pizzas doing that. So I know all about getting the extra slices of pizza, bud. I know all of the ways of the schnageling for the pizza. Also, I was so poor that I just got free school lunches. I could probably get 2 free school lunches a day if I wanted. The lunch system's terrible. Whatever, moving on. Stick shift manual transmission is the stupidest thing ever. Imagine thinking you're better than someone because you drive stick. Well, because stick is better, and I am better than you because I can drive it and you can't. And you're getting enraged for no reason, Zoom Zoom. It's very easy to drive stick. You're just stupid. And you don't have any patience. And you want everything to happen right now. You want everything to happen right this second. And that's why you can't master stick shift, and that's why it's tough for you. Because you just want everything to happen now. And stick shift is about waiting and being patient and methodical. It's a learning process. Learn. Relax. Learn. This American says, yeah, imagine having total control over the internal combustion engine you are driving. I know. Dude, it is. I love driving stick shift. It is so satisfying. It is so satisfying. I miss my car so badly. I had a CRZ manual transmission hybrid. It was fucking incredible. I loved that car. It wasn't really a hybrid. It was like a, I don't know. It was like a eco vehicle. I don't know. It had like an eco mode. You could switch between eco mode and sport mode. And when you had it on eco mode, it was really chuggy, but it got like, fuck, man. It got like so many miles per gallon. It got almost 60 miles a gallon. I mean, that sounds crazy, but it like, when you braked with it, it would charge its battery and it would use its battery to run. And like, I think the engine also shut off when you stopped. I don't know. It did all this stuff to save your gas and shit. So I would get really good gas mileage with that thing, like at least 50. I don't know, man. It was nuts. I loved that car. And it was manual. It was gas, though, and you couldn't plug it in. And the battery looked normal, but it did charge. It self-charged the battery and it ran off the battery. I know it's weird. Weird car. Very niche car. That's very cheap now, actually. I want to get it again. I want it back. Stick shift's awesome. Also, it's a theft deterrent, so it's great. Moving on. McDonald's is $80 for two people in 2024. Be me. Wife and I don't want to cook, so we decided to get McDonald's. Dinner for two is $80. This is ridiculous. Is Joe Biden still going to win despite food being four times as expensive as it was under Trump? Look at the holy fucking bait this guy got. For those listening, there has to be at least 100 replies. At least 100 direct replies to the OP, at least. So you know this is going to be some bait. Here we go. Large McRib meal with a Diet Coke. Always with the Diet fucking Coke. If you are going to partake in this fucking food, do not get a Diet Coke, you sons of bitches. Just get the regular Coke. You're not saving any come on. You're getting cancer. You're giving yourself cancer. So what? You don't get 200 calories in sugar? Go fuck yourself, you diabetic piece of shit. Large McRib meal, fries, Diet Coke. Diet fucking Coke. Then let's say that's the husband's meal. The wife's meal, quarter pounder with cheese. Large French fry, Diet Coke. Both of them got a Diet fucking Coke, these fat fucks. You know who gets fat? You know who gets Diet Cokes? Fat fucks. Clown World Archive says, great, it's this thread again. I know, aren't you happy it's a quickie? Aren't you happy it's a quickie? And I'm just reading through the bait receipt. I love you, Clown World. Don't leave me. Don't abandon thread yet. Clown World, don't abandon thread yet. Clown World says, politics? Question mark. It's the economy, Clown World. It's the economy, buddy. Spidenomics, buddy. Spidenomics. Shut up and accept the Goyslop thread. The longer I take to pull this band-aid off, the longer it's going to take to get through it. So we got McRib meal for the male. Quarter pounder with cheese for the female. Then we got 40 McNuggets. 40 fucking McNuggets. 20 McNuggets a person. With sweet and sour dipping sauce. Tangy barbecue dipping sauce. Tangy barbecue dipping sauce, sweet and sour barbecue sauce. So we got, they like the barbecue, they like the sweet and sour. Well, sweet and sour is delicious, and that's a good choice, but 40 fucking McMuppets, you already got a quarter pounder and a McRib, dude. I'd be full after eating half of these, man. Half of this meal right here. But then you got another 20 McNuggets on top of that shit. Well, you gotta have the side nuggies. You gotta have those side nuggies. Shit. But then we got, in addition to these, two Big Macs and three cheeseburgers. What the fuck? I have to assume each of them is gonna get a Big Mac. Each of the, like, I want a Big Mac. You want a Big Mac. I want a Big Mac. You're gonna get a Big Mac. If you're getting a Big Mac, I want a Big Mac. You know, that's the conversation that happened. And three fucking cheeseburgers. Who's the fatty that wanted the extra cheeseburger? Subtotal $54. Regulatory response fee. What the fucking shit is that goddamn shit? $1.50. Delivery fee $6. Service fee $8. What the fuck is a service fee? Tax $6. $1.25 in credits. Oh god, what a great promotion. Saving me $1. And a $5.50 tip. You didn't need to tip $5, bro. You could have just tipped them nothing and or a dollar. Oh, boo-hoo. They don't even show those drivers that tip anymore. Fuck them. Total $80. $79.83. $80. Dude, that is fucking that is an insane amount of food. I pray to God that is not for two people. Like the OP says, I pray to God that is not a two-person meal. You're gonna die in a few years if that's your intake. Dude, that is insane. That blows my mind slightly. Anyone could even consume that much food. Holy fuck. Okay, we're done. We're done. Moving on. Actual show. Fuck. Don't spend that much on fast food. That's insane. Go cook a meal. Go cook a steak, you fucks. Go touch grass. Go touch fucking grass like Luke. Go touch grass. Be incredibly based and touch grass. Rakasan says two double stacks at Wendy's. Dude, Wendy's is going downhill, man. It's poor quality. Just like I like Burger King, but Burger King's kind of low quality. Wendy's is kind of low quality. Jack in the Box kind of low quality. You can get good versions of those restaurants, but they're just kind of, I don't know. Maybe Carl's Jr., Hardee's a little. I don't know. McDonald's isn't the, I mean, all fast food's kind of low quality. It's all not that great. First thread of the actual show, we have to follow up with this stabbing I talked about yesterday. People were saying, Lou, the knife didn't fully unblatch. Lou, the guy held up the cross, and the cross saved him. The power of Jesus Christ saved him from the knife. And then people were saying, Lou, he chopped his own fingers off with the knife. And I don't know, we got a picture of it. Look at this. Holy shit. All of it. All four of his digits besides his thumb were chopped off to the first knuckle. Chopped down to the first knuckle, so all the tips are gone. Ooh, that's gonna be a bad morning. I think that's gonna sting a little bit when he's typing. When he's trying to type, that's gonna sting a bit. That's insane. But they look clean enough where they might be able to reattach them. I don't know if he's going to have full filling in them, but it looks possible if he gets them on ice and gets it there quick enough for the stabber. Did he cut them off? Did the people ambushing him, because he was ambushed, did they cut them off? It's kind of hard to tell. No one really... Who knows how that went down? Oh, self-defense. Oopsie whoopsie. Suburban Elk says, that's awful. What, did he cut his fingers off, or that he tried to stab him, or that God stopped it? Quote, God stopped it, unquote. I don't think God had anything to do. God doesn't interfere with mortals like this. Zazzed, Carl says. I can see the bone in one of his fingers. It's crazy. The priest, the bishop, whatever. He looked like a character out of Assassin's Creed. This looked like a scene out of Assassin's Creed. That's what this looked like to me. Some Assassin's Creed cutscene. This American says, just the fingertips, he can still grab stuff, and now he can't be traced through fingerprints. Fucking Australians. Australians. Like Australians, but they fail? This Bibong says, mutilation is subhuman tier barbarism. They should have just killed him. They should have just held him down non-violently and had a trial in which they find him guilty, which would inevitably be the verdict, for attempted murder. And then he would probably serve many years in prison and the system would work. But also they should probably, the entire prison system needs to be re-fucking done, because all it is right now is legal slavery. It's legal slavery. It's all it is. The prison system is legal slavery. It's not rehabilitation in any way whatsoever. They want to keep you there for the rest of your life, unless you're rich, in which case you could buy your way out. It's a fucked up system where we lose. It's also incredibly corporatized, which is wrong. It's just legal slavery for corporations. It's a way for corporations to legally enslave people. That's what it is. Think slavery is gone? It ain't. Dio says he cut it himself. Latch didn't engage or broke, and it slammed shut on his fingers. You say that, Dio, but what this all looks like to me is he tried to stab the guy. It wasn't working. Then the entire crowd jumped on him, which probably caused the knife to close on his hand. And they probably encouraged it, I'm sure. So I'm sure it might have been an accident on whichever side, but I'm sure the crowd was slightly culpable in it closing on his fingers. Carl says, we need more death penalties. Incorrect, Carl. We need less death penalties. The government should not have the power to kill its citizens. That's fucked up. I already don't trust the government, and you want to give the government the power to kill you? Are you fucking crazy? No thanks. But treason should be punishable by, I mean, the punishment for treason is firing squad. And that should stay that way. Treason is the worst thing anybody could ever do. It's worse than murder. It's worse than rape. It weakens the entire nation, the entire society. It hurts everybody. Everybody gets hurt. It's not just one person that gets raped. It's everybody gets raped. Fasci says, some of the people on the top of the ladder of treason need to be publicly flayed alive on TV. I think public execution should come back. I don't think the government should have the ability to punish its citizens with the death penalty. But likewise, I think treason should be punishable by death, because I think treason is the highest. It's the highest. It's worse than murder. It's worse than rape. It's worse than torture. It's worse than anything. Treason is like the worst thing ever. And we don't punish anybody for it. It's wrong. Carl says, no, Lou, we need more dead criminals. We need less criminals total. How about we make a better society where there's less criminals total? How about we just make a better society? How about we stop importing all these fucking criminals? And we won't have criminals to kill. How about we get all these kikes out of leadership positions and CEO positions where they corrupt and influence our society as a whole and ruin it? It's fucked up and needs to be stopped. PNC says, criminals need to be removed from society in some way. I agree, but we're already paying tons of money to these privatized prisons that get legal slave labor from their indentured servants. Our entire way of life is fucked. The prison system's fucked. The government's fucked at a fundamental level. Police stations are fucked now. What happened to going along with a partner? Now it's all about ticket quotas, blah, 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 blah. Every single thing at every single level has been kiked and fucked by the Jews. It's literally Jews all the way down, because it's all legal. It's all legal in nature, the way it's been fucked. It's just mountains and mountains and mountains of red tape the Jews have created. They really are the serpent in the garden, because they weasel their way into the lives of whites with the allure of money, shekels, or wealth, or things. You have a lawsuit against this company, don't you? Well, just come over here and we'll get that lawsuit started right up, and I'll just take 25% of it. Don't worry about that. It's just tiring. They corrupt our society at every level, and they use weak people to do it. Jamal says, comfort and safety is the carrot, Lou. I agree. And more and more and more, it seems like people can't even afford to live. People are spending money on their credit cards just to buy food and groceries. It's hard for people just to survive right now. Bidenomics is rough. I've talked about it in past shows I have done about GME and how I feel like GME is somehow linked to when everything crashes. This will somehow be GME's fault, or GME will be involved. I don't know. Somehow it'll be GME. I don't know. It just will be. Just trust me, something will happen with GME. Right now, all the mainstream media is saying the battle is lost, GME, with the battle of GME is over, blah, 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 corporations won, hedge funds won, blah, 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 GameStop lost. And if mainstream news tells me something, I do the opposite. If you go look at the price of GameStop right now, it's really low. But you have to remember they did a stock split a long time ago and it was really expensive, so that lowered the cost artificially, because if you owned one stock, it's split into four stocks. So if you had one stock at $100, now each stock, I don't know, whatever, it's one stock split into four stocks, now each stock's $25. Get it? Blah, 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 whatever. Dun, 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 dun. Math. So it looked like it was reducing over time, but really there was a stock split, but yeah, it has gone down. It's really low right now. If I didn't think everything was going to crash immediately, I'd say, hey, I'd probably get some GameStop. Why not? Why not just spend $50 to $100 on some GameStop? Why not? Why not? What do you got to lose? Everything's fucked. Why buy a game? Buy some GameStop. Don't buy a $70 game. Buy $50 in GameStop. It's really cheap right now. Carl says, I'm so happy they destroyed Biz and now Pol is the refuge board. Oh boy, I'm so happy. Told you this email shit was bad. Well, first off, Carl, this thread was banned, so get fucked, asshole. Thread was banned. Thank you, base Jannies, doing your job, cleaning it up. Thank you. Thank you, doing it for free. They do it for free, Carl. Get fucked. Also, everything they did made Biz better. Biz is better now. Biz is better than it ever has been, Carl. Get fucked. You're wrong on every level, Carl. Biz is better. 4chan is better. People were trying to use the excuse, hey, this makes you less anonymous now. Oh my God, you have to give 4chan, this anonymous image board, your email. The anonymity is gone. Are you fucking retarded? Are you fucking retarded? How many stories have we heard of some kid typing in, I'm gonna Minecraft a school or something, and then immediately the FBI is there at his doorstep. Like, hey buddy, what are you doing, kid? At least 4 to 5 times. So we know this is a honeypot. We know everybody knows it's a honeypot. So to say giving them your email address is compromising you is comical. It's comical. Also, you can use Proton Mail to register, you lazy piece of shit. You absolute lazy piece of shit. Make a Proton Mail account. You fuck. Carl says, like a ban matters, LMAO. I've been permabanned a few times. Yeah, permabans aren't real. Clear your fucking cache, rotate your IP. Permabans are not real. Permaban is a meme. Tanyanon said he was permabanned. And lo and behold, a couple weeks later, he's unbanned. It's a meme. Whatever, onto the GME thread that I was just talking about, which is definitely not a refuge from Shitskinville Biz. Let's look at the chart for GME. Ooh, it's starting to go up. Get in before it's too late. Here's the 5-year chart. You'll see 5 years. This isn't even right. This is not fucking... This chart is not right. It's saying in 2020, the highest cost of GME was $81. Bullshit, dude. It got up to $900 fucking bucks. $900. Go fuck yourself. I was there. It was at $900 fucking dollars. And then they literally prevented people from buying it on Robinhood and other places. You couldn't buy it because it broke the stock market. Has that ever happened in the history of the stock market? Oh, you can't buy a stock anymore, by the way. Sorry. Not allowed anymore to buy a stock. What? You can't buy stocks anymore of this? No, you could sell them, though. You want to sell some? We'll let you do that. Never before. Dio says, that accounts for the splits, Lou. Okay. It was shenanigan-y, man. Weird. It still doesn't look like it covers the splits, because even if they did a 5-way split, that'd only be less than $500, Dio. How many splits did they have? Weird. Regardless, if you look at this chart, you'll see we're almost back to where we started. We're very near to where we started again. I'm kind of blocking it a little bit. We're almost where we started. So I'm just saying, like, if stonks were real, this graph is looking like a really good time for me to either GameStop's gonna go back up or GameStop's gonna crash into enough dust and be no more, one or the other. And with everything crashy, the thing is, everything's gonna crash soon. Everything's gonna crash. And when everything crashes, will GameStop crash as well? I don't think there's any reason to think it won't. I think everything is gonna crash. But there might be some weird, strange thing with GameStop that allows it to bypass reality itself because it's a meme stock. And it might be, I have this weird feeling that every stock is gonna go down, and for some fuck knows reason, GameStop's gonna be the only one that goes back up. I don't know why, why not? Everyone's gonna be like, sell, 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 and everyone's gonna be like, I guess GameStop's really cheap right now, I'll buy some, cause why the fuck not, everything's ending. I want some games. I don't fuck you, who knows, why not? Fuck, I don't know, it's a meme. Carl says, do not buy GME, Lou. Dude, Carl, I bought GME when it was $40 and I sold it when it was like $700. So I really loved GME. I also told my friend to buy AMC when it was like $4 or something. And then went up to like 30 or some shit. He made like over $1,000 on that trade that I told him about. So whatever you say, buddy. I am not buying it right now. If I buy stocks of any type, I tell my friends. Just like I said. Also, Dogecoin. I told people to buy Dogecoin. If people would have bought Dogecoin when I told you when it was 0.006 or whatever, you would have tripled your fucking money. You would have tripled your fucking money if you sold it right now. You would have tripled your money if you bought it when I told you. So whatever you say, Carl. Suburban Elk says, crash could be in 10 plus years. Nope. Nope. Not no. Nope. Nope. No way, bro. When I wrote my book, I thought it was happening that month. And the Jews did something. The Jews did something really dirty that month to postpone it. But whatever they did is not permanent, and it will not. It's like sticking your finger in a leaky hole, and then the water starts spurting out another area. That's what it is. It ain't gonna hold. It's just gonna cause more damage. This American says they don't want the plebs to be able to coordinate another squeeze since all the big players are positioning for collapse. What do you mean, big players? If by positioning for collapse you mean selling at the peak, then yeah, you're right. They're all selling at the peak. They're all selling at the top right now. They're selling. They're also replacing CEOs with Pujits to take the fall. That's another thing that's happening. So it's all happening right now. I don't see it 10 years away. No way, bro. I've lived through 4 crashes. Dude, I can feel them coming. This American says they shut down the exchange because of GME. No one got any compensation for it. They should all be in prison or dead. Dude, that guy's right. They broke the stock market. They said they were going to sue them. Has anybody been sued? I haven't got any money for out of that. I somehow walked away with profit from that whole GME thing. But even still, everything they did was so scummy and insane. I don't know if you're still here, Carl, but if you go on YouTube and look up old, like when all that GME stuff was going down, if you look up Reddit Discord chats, like you can get people that were in Discord recording it as it was going on. You may hear Lou screaming at people at the top of his fucking lungs. In some of those old videos on YouTube, if you find them lurking around. This American says, I bought one GME a few days ago. It's the first time I ever bought GME. I saw it for $11 and thought, it's worth a buy now. Yeah, that's what I mean, man. It's like, if you have the choice between buying a $70 game and just putting $50 into GME just for fucking kicks, like, why not? Just put $50 in it now. And then if it keeps going down, like, let's say, I just take a note of the price. Let's say you buy it at $15, you put $50 in, and then it goes down to, I don't know, $5. Well, put $100 in then. Buy $100 worth at that point. You've now, like, quadrupled your stock portfolio of GME. You might be like, but Lou, what if it just keeps going down? Whatever. Whatever, you lost $150, boohoo. If it goes back up, dude, you'll have, like, thousands of dollars. Carl says, I was in the Discord. There was hundreds of people and it was lots of screaming. And you could tell the moment the Jews activated their bot horde. And that's before that we even had AI. Can't even imagine it now. It was awful. And by awful, I mean amazingly fun. Whatever. The entire point of that thread is, I'm not buying GME because I'm poor, but I don't know. Maybe just get a little bit, because why not? What do you got to lose? Don't put $1,000 in it, but maybe put like $50 in it just for kicks and shits and giggles. What do you got to lose? $50. Yeah. Put $50 in. Then if it keeps going down even more, put $100 in. Double down. Get fucked. Get really fucked. Next thread. Warhammer 40K was destroyed in 2020. Carl says, I couldn't talk because I didn't pay or something. There were pay-only channels and there were free channels. You had to join the free channel, you idiot. There were free channels with like 100 people in them. You had to join. And then you had to scream over people to get your point across, but it was okay. You could go in the paid channels, but you couldn't talk unless you got a stupid server boost or whatever, and I refused to give Reddit money. But there were free channels. Finale of the day, Warhammer 40K was destroyed in 2020. The retcon hammer was born. It's funny seeing how many fans are losing their minds with female custodes bullshit, because indeed it is an awful retcon. But no one said shit when the Primarch's origin got retconned. Original lore, baby Primarchs got lost in space because of the dark gods. first retcon. Baby Primarchs got lost in space because of fucking time travel of a world bearer. Second retcon. Baby Primarchs got lost and therefore were corrupted by chaos because Goddess Empress, first a meme, now canon, Erda didn't want her biological sons to become paladins of mankind. Woman trying to ruin men's stuff challenge. But wait, so instead of the Emperor of Mankind, it was the Empress of Mankind? Dude, no way. Bullshit. Bullshit. I think you're stretching a little bit there, bro. I know a lot of meme lore. I don't know the Goddess Empress bullshit. I do know you're probably like misinterpreting that whole thing, but a lot of the Primarch retconning stuff is so that they could put Primarchs in the actual tabletop game. They want to put Primarch figures in the game because they want people to buy the Primarchs. I know, what a fucking concept. They want to get you to spend $140 on a little tiny piece of plastic that's worth probably like literally 50 cents in plastic. That little figure is probably 50 cents in plastic, but they charge you $120 for it. It's insanity itself. That's why. Also, this thread was moved from a non-poll board here to poll. I'm okay with poll being a dumping ground for 40K politics threads. That's fine with me. It's funny because Warhammer 40K threads were getting banned on poll, and now they're moving 40K threads to poll? I don't even think the Jannies know what the fuck they're doing. The Jannies are trying hard to contain poll, but I just don't, it's a clusterfuck right now for the Jannies, and they're doing everything they can just to keep 4chan afloat, I think. They need some help. PNC says that markup is obscene. Oh my gosh. Yes, they literally dumpster their product to keep it expensive. And a lot of these people found out that they were dumpstering their product, and they were going to where they were dumpstering their product because they had insider information, and they were getting, I am not shitting you, truckloads of free product, quote free unquote product, truckloads. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of Warhammer product. They were just sending to the dump. This Anon says, that's incorrect, and you know the books from retelling. That woman had a meltdown because the Emperor did not express anything but willingness to use Primarch to seemingly own ends, and she did observe similar tyrants in the past, so understandable. Also, the parroted look at her is that she is some genius beyond the Emperor or anyone. Incorrect. Used data assembled by others. Her image is demonized by women hating TG dwellers. So yeah, he totally misinterpreted everything that woman was. The OP is a retarded idiot. Exactly what I thought. I'm glad that post reinforced what I was already assuming. I'll just take it at face value. Chamal the Wicked says, basically, if you want to do Warhammer, get a 3D printer, you're saying. If you want to do Warhammer, a 3D printer would be a way to get into it, but you need to be careful, because there's this thing called a pile of shame. You might get really into 3D printing, but then never paint your stuff or get into the stuff, and what you'll amass is a pile of useless plastic that doesn't really turn into anything palpable. So you gotta be careful with that. But if you do a little bit of Warhammer and you like it, and then you augment that with a 3D printer, yeah, it's fucking incredible. And you want a resin printer. You do not want an extruder type printer. You want it. If you want Warhammer miniatures, you need a high resolution resin printer. That's the type of 3D printer you need for small things. If you try to do it with a resin printer, you're gonna see mold lines all over your little tiny figures, and it's gonna look like shit and feel like shit and paint like shit. But resin models are actually to a level of quality that is decently good now. You have to put support struts on one side of the model. So a lot of people have these workarounds and they have pre-built files. It gets complicated, but there's communities you can become a part of. And yeah, you can turn a very expensive hobby into a very inexpensive hobby with a little bit of extra work. But it's an expensive hobby, period. You need paints, you need supplies, you need tools, you need space. It's just a pain in the ass. It's not, you can't just buy a thing and display it. You have to build it. You have to prime it, paint it, lacquer it, present it. It's tough, but it's rewarding as well. Last thread, 40k is dead because of normie exposure. You can blame it all on this piece of shit, grifting sack of shit, Henry Cavill. He knew damn well the consequences of making 40k mainstream, but did it anyways just so he can LARP as a space marine. Your beloved franchise completely ran to the ground because of the vanity of Turbo Chad. Congrats, GG. Is this show even out yet? Is Henry Cavill's show even out yet? I don't think so. I can't wait for that show to come out, though. Oh my god. Had Henry not put 40k in the spotlight, we would have been fine. But I guarantee you, they want to get it back from him for the Witcher debacle. And so they go after his army and 40,000. Oh, because he likes the Adaptus Custodes. He likes the Custodes, so they purposefully attack the Custodes to make them woke and fight back against Henry Cavill. That's a headcanon that's probably slightly accurate. I guarantee you there's woke trannies on Games Workshop staff that are getting paid minimum wage to poke fun at Henry Cavill. Sad, pathetic losers. Henry Cavill's awesome. Him liking a hobby and embracing it and trying to make it better, bringing attention to it, is not a reason to blame him for trannies and other people corrupting it. That's dumb. It is not Henry Cavill's fault. And I guarantee you the show will probably be incredible because of him, not in spite of him. This America says 40k is bigger than ever. Maybe in a way. This Pyronaut says, what's it say about the mainstream that everything it touches turns to shit? Well, aren't you an edgy little faggot? We all feel the same way, man. None of us like mainstream shit. That's why you're here on 4chan. This America says 40k went mainstream with Dawn of War 1. I agree completely. I didn't even know what Dawn of War was before Dawn of War 1. That strategy game is what brought Warhammer to a lot of people. They never made any 40k video games before that. It was so awesome. I think everybody likes those games, the Dawn of War games, Dawn of War 1, Dawn of War 2. Actually, Dawn of War 2 and Dawn of War 3 are kind of weird. People like Dawn of War 1 and the expansion packs that came along with it. And I do too. And it was the best. I did have a sweet spot in my heart for Dawn of War 2 for a little while before they did this balance patch and ruined the entire fucking game. The game was so fun. And then they did this balance patch and it ruined the whole fucking game. It was stupid. This Bitbonk says, Warhammer 40,000 is shit because it doesn't interest me at all. There's a lot to like about it, man. There's so many factions. You can find a faction that fits whatever you like. You like anime mech robots? Tau. You like... Tau has a lot of different facets, too, besides mech robots. Mech robots is a cool part of Tau, but Tau is also, like, the greater good. They're, like, the sci-fi faction. They also have, like, some weird tribal-type aspects. It's really weird. You have Tyranids that are, like, an alien hive mind that consume worlds. You got Imperial Guardsmen, which is, like, the everyday warrior. Throw more men at it. You have Space Marines. One man worth 1,000 soldiers. It's fucking awesome. It's incredible. I love Warhammer. You can find something you like in there. Guaranteed. But Lou, I want Whammons. Well, Adaptus Serietis. It'd be Adaptus Serietis. You could make an all-female guard squad. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't give a shit. I'm sure there'd be people that would roll their eyes and get anal about it, but go fuck yourselves. That's definitely within canon. This pirate says, female custodes in preparation for the Amazon series that will feature a lesbian romance between a female custodes and a female imperial guard. Oh my god, I'll blow my brains out. I love lesbians, but please stop corrupting everything I love and hold dear. Please. I love imperial guards. I love Warhammer 40k and the manliness that it embodies in a lot of parts of it. And when you take aspects of it and you just corrupt it for no fucking gain whatsoever, just cuz, it gets really fucking annoying. Clown World says, I like Henry Cavill. He got shit on in the mainstream for disregarding roasties because he's Christian. He's awesome, dude. And he was the only thing saving that Witcher show. And they fired him because he was talking back too much. But everything he talked back about was completely accurate and right. He actually cared about the show and was a fan. I love Henry Cavill. He's awesome and he's a nerd. But the good kind, if there is any good kind left, I get that word's corrupted now, just like everything else. They take it, they destroy it, they corrupt it, whatever. Wonderful hour-long fucking show. Why is he so perfect? This Anon says, you faggot. Henry Cavill is awesome and he's based, but that's gay. To all those bitching at us for playing with Chinese plastic toys, LOL, you're too many to quote, what's the difference of sitting around with your friends and playing these board games, which are basically computer games ported to board games these days, or playing computer games with your friends on the net? Board games are much more social anyway, and at least they don't blue screen every 5 minutes. Also, the scene is becoming super woke now, wasn't previously up until about now. Dude, the board game scene's getting woke now, that's sad. I love board games too. Board games is one of my other hobbies, and if that gets corrupted, that's sad. And I don't buy a bunch of board games. I have set ones that I really like, and they're Euro games are the best games. This leaf response lately, I find the assault has been larger than usual. The side threads are much snarkier than usual. German responds, same happened to Star Wars discussions. Thankfully, I was not that much into Star Wars and Star Trek criticism. They attack the source, hence, they care for some reason. You push back because you care, and they attack you for caring. Man, baby, get a real hobby. Then normies and media will attack you for being attacked and shield the aggressor. The right-wing problem of Games Workshop. Nazis are taking over. Almost the same as what Israel and Jews do on a daily basis. Well, dude, because this board is a lot of Jews, you fucking idiot. The leaf responds, the mistake is they assume people like us only have one hobby. They don't realize that to have this type of hobby in the first place, you're probably a jack of all trades. I do parkour, I swim, I shoot, I paint, I play musical instruments, I work in IT, etc., etc. I'm willing to bet at least 75% of this thread has a minimum of 5 to 10 hobbies. Like the people in the thread, I agree. And Warhammer does take a jack of all trades to play it. You have to build the models, you have to paint the models, you have to be artistic, you have to be mechanical. You do have to be kind of a jack of all trades to do it. German responds, part of me is thankful for their intrusion. Without them, I would not have gone back into comics to flee the fantasy desert they've created. The old Prince Valiant stuff is shit, man. And man, oh man, am I glad to pick up Thorgal again. Although the new stuff is shit, the first 20 issues are top-notch. Wait. So, Kike's Star Wars and shit, like they kiked the comic book shit, and then that pushed you back into the stuff they kiked already? That's weird, bro. Weird flex going into kiked shit from other kiked shit. You're just getting all kiked around. Carl says Necrons are based in red-pilled. Some would even say keyed. Necrons are awesome and an awesome army. They're also super easy to paint. Necrons are a really good army to get into the game with. They're very easy to paint. You just dry brush them and you get very good results very easily. Good army, Carl. Good call. They're also very cool. I really want a Necron army. They're like Egyptian theme too, kinda. Sick. Heck power. I'm an Imperial Guard player though. I like Imperial Guard. I like all the military type looking stuff. I like the big tanks. I like all the huge tanks and the big equipments, the super huge missile. They got the Death Strike missile. It's basically a nuke. You basically get a fucking nuke. It's kind of cool. It's kind of awesome. Yeah. I play the army with the nuke. That's my army. That's the show. Get into Warhammer. Play an army that complements something you like. You're kind of a furry. You like hand-to-hand combat. Maybe you want to be Space Wolves. You're super edgy. You want to be even more edgy. I don't know. Be that black faction of... Be the black Space Marine people that are super edgy or whatever. I don't know. Be those people. Or be Chaos or something. I don't know. Figure it out. There's lots of options. There's so many options. Anyways, that's the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Some people ask me and have asked me recently, like, what is the purpose of this and what we're doing here? Why do this? What people like me, HT, and some of the other streamers do, we make propaganda. That is our purpose. And for a little while, I was concerned that what I was doing was not really having an effect. Like, I wasn't sure if it was helping or not. But then I got back on Twitter. And what I seen on Twitter, everybody calling out the Jews, you know, making fun of niggers, saying how violent they are. Like, you didn't see that kind of thing a couple years ago. before I went away. You really didn't see it. But now, I see it all the time, and it just makes me so happy that it's working. And I know it might sound crazy, but all of this stuff that we say, it gives people hope, because people watch it, they see how many other people are watching and enjoying it, they don't feel alone, they know that there are other people who think and believe as they do, and it helps them. So I enjoy it so very much that this is helping, because it made all of the sacrifices and all the hard times kind of worth it.